This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. The season kicks off for area high school football teams on Friday night. It's a new era for Navarro Panther football as new head coach Glenn Hill comes to Geronimo, fresh off a state championship as the offensive coordinator at Smithson Valley High School last year. The Panthers are coming off a 2024 season that saw them advance to the area round of the playoffs. Navarro will open up the offense more this season after nearly 20 years of running out of the slot T, and Hill says his players are adjusting well to the changes.
There's some great kids from last year's team that I'm sure y'all know all about that we're expecting to have an impact season for us. And then there's some younger guys that are stepping into some new roles. And, you know, with the new staff coming in and new schemes, sometimes there's position changes going on, and no one has really batted an eye to that. You know, we ask the kids to play a different spot, and maybe they're not used to, and they've leaned into it, they've embraced it, and made it really special.
Navarro opens the season on the road at Floresville. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Friday at Floresville High School. The Marion Bulldogs also start a new era with a new head coach, Joe Call. Was called on by the Marion ISD earlier this year to lead the Bulldogs into 2025. Call comes to Marion after serving many roles at his alma mater, Judson High School, including offensive coordinator and interim head coach. Call says he wants his Bulldogs to strive to be uncommon.
The key to what we do goes beyond athletics. You know, we want, and I've talked about this with you guys before, but we, you know, the four things that we talk about, we want their choices, their decisions, their play. We want it to be based on integrity. We want them to have uncommon effort. We want them to live with enthusiasm. We want them to learn to love each other. And I always tell them that those are the things when people turn on film, when people see us in the community, those four things, I want them to stick out. I want them to say, hey, these guys do things the right way with an uncommon effort. They do it with enthusiasm and they love each other, and it's evident. And I want that to be evident when they watch us.
Marion starts their season in front of the home crowd on Friday. The Bulldogs host Stockdale at Veterans Stadium at Marion High School. The game kicks at 7 p.m. And the Seguin Matadors will be on the road Friday at Alamo Heights to start their season. The Mats finished fourth in a tough District 13-5A last season. Half of the teams on Seguin's schedule this season made the playoffs in 2024. Three of those teams were district champions and won a state champion in Smithson Valley. Alamo Heights won their district last year, their fifth straight district title. The Mules and Matadors will meet tomorrow night at Orem Stadium on the Alamo Heights High School campus. We'll have the game on KWED. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. And make sure you're tuned to KWED on High School Football Friday night. We'll hear more from Navarro head coach Glenn Hill on the Navarro Panther Report. Then we'll talk more with Marion head coach Joe Call on the Marion Bulldog Report. We'll also hear from Seguin Matador head coach Craig Daly on the Seguin Matador Report. It all leads up to kickoff between Seguin and Alamo Heights. High School Football Friday night starts at 6:15 tomorrow evening on AM 1580 KWED and streaming at SeguinToday.com. There is one game in District 13-5A tonight. The Wagner Thunderbirds are taking on New Braunfels Long Creek. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight at Unicorn Stadium in New Braunfels. The Marion Bulldogs will play Long Creek next Thursday night at Unicorn Stadium, and you'll be able to hear that game on KWED. Turning to high school volleyball, Seguin High School is hosting the Matador Classic Volleyball Tournament today through Saturday. The Lady Mats are involved in that tournament, of course. The Navarro Lady Panthers are playing at the Goliad Tournament today through Saturday, and the Marion Lady Bulldogs will play at the Johnson City Tournament starting on Friday. That tournament also runs through Saturday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.